Good afternoon. I'd like to call the House Transportation Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, March 7, 2023. We're in the Barnes Committee Room 124 of the Alaska State Capitol Building. Let the record reflect that the time is 1 p.m. Today we have President Representative Craig Johnson, Representative McKay, Representative Vance, Representative Sumner, and myself, Chair McCabe. The staff assisting us are Linda Jensen and Kelsey Riker with Buddy Witt, my committee aide. Thank you all for your service today. We have one item on today's schedule, House Bill 81, which is an act relating to the transfer of a title on the death of the owner and providing for an effective date, sponsored by Representative Rauscher. Last Thursday, March 2nd, the committee was given a bill introduction and a sectional analysis from Representative Rauscher and his staff. We also opened and closed public testimony. No amendments were received, submitted to my office. And welcome, Representative Mina. Today we will give committee members an opportunity to ask any additional questions of the bill sponsor or of the DMV who has joined us online soon, I think. Jeff Schmitz, DMV director, will be online to answer questions about fiscal note and DMV process of implementing the policy. And I thought we were going to have a admin department and DOA person in the room, but I guess not. So I guess I will open it to the committee for any questions of the bill sponsor or any questions you have about the bill. Representative Vance.
Thank you, through the chair, and my apologies if my question has already been asked of the bill sponsor. So my question, Representative Rauscher, is does this impact commercial boats?
Representative Rauscher, for the record, through the chair to Vice Chair Vance, yes.
I appreciate a straightforward answer. Thank you.
Are you sure? It took longer to introduce the whole thing than to say yes. So, okay, apparently no one from the DMV cares enough to be online or the Department of Admin, so this must be a really good bill. Let's just move it forward. For the record, I would like to say that when we first heard the bill the other day, there were no fiscal notes. And so over the past several times that this has been introduced, it had a zero fiscal note in 2016. It had a $60,000 fiscal note in 2019. And now it has a $75,000 fiscal note, which is concerning because why is it going up so fast? But also there is no there's no indication of how much the department will actually make if they start charging a fee for any of this or not. So that's something that we should all be aware of. The fiscal note should actually be indeterminate. It would be my opinion, because you don't know how much what the fee is going to bring in, but they just laid this $75,000 fiscal note on us this morning. So I'm a little concerned about that. Committee needs to be aware of it. I'd kind of like to know, but apparently the Department of Administration is not interested in telling us, or the DMV. DMV. Okay. So, any other questions from the committee? Okay, I'm going to take a brief at ease here. Okay, so we're back on the record, and I think that we're concerned with the fiscal note, so maybe we now have Deputy Director Tiffany Thomas of DMV online. Ms. Thomas, can you hear me?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you, Ms. Thomas. So we have a question on the fiscal note. So this bill has been offered three times before. It started out with a zero fiscal note in 2016. It had a $60,000 fiscal note in 2019, and now it has a $75,000 fiscal note with virtually the same verbiage as the 2019 fiscal note on the back. So we're curious, does the department not expect that there'll be any income or any money changing hands for this? In other words, why is it not an indeterminate fiscal note?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Tiffany Thomas, Deputy Director for the Division of Motor Vehicles. Your question has to do with the reasoning and logic in the fiscal note as it pertains to the $75,000 and why it's not an indeterminate. And if I'm understanding correctly, you're also asking if there's any monetary change. My understanding of the fiscal note is that the costs were implemented due to the programmatic changes that would need to be made to implement the title document language that needs to be put onto the title itself.
Okay, thanks for that. So I see on the verbiage on the back that there's 600 hours needed to make that change. That I guess does that sound about right?
Through the chair, yes, sir. I'm sorry, there was a technical glitch on my end. Can you repeat the question?
Sure. So, Ms. Thomas, the fiscal note says 600 hours of reprogramming time to make this change, and it doesn't indicate if there will be any net income coming afterwards after the change is made. So it's left us a little bit confused, A, the seemingly inordinate amount of time it's going to take to reprogram, and the fact that there's no income listed on this, like we're just going to do it for, make these title changes for free.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Tiffany Thomas for Division of Motor Vehicles. And yes, that is the number that was estimated by our programming team, but I can certainly look into that to see if that's, something that could be modified. And in terms of the financial piece of it, the statutory mechanism for fees is already set in statute, so it's my understanding that that is why we didn't add anything else into it. It's not changing the fee structure.
Okay, thank you. Representative Stutz has a question.
Yeah, my question is how it can go from 2016 to a zero fiscal note to $75,000. It just seems a little odd that initially the department can make these changes and absorb the costs, and all of a sudden now it's going to cost 600 hours to do that. That doesn't make good sense as far as I'm concerned. And I'm wondering if you can explain how it went from zero to that amount.
Through the chair, Representative Stutz, Tiffany Thomas, Deputy Director for Division of Motor Vehicles. I would certainly have to do some research on that to provide you an answer. I don't want to provide that information. So we can research that and follow up with you.
I think that's appropriate, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Representative Johnson has
Thank
a question.
You, Mr. Chair. To the Department of Motor Vehicles, are all of our programmers making $125 per hour?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, I can't speak for that. They're hired through the Department of Administration, Office of OIT.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Vance has a question.
Mr. Chairman, I think we may need to have OIT on because this is nearly 4 months of work solely on this one change to change this title in DMV services. And that is not efficient work in my mind, and I would definitely like to challenge this fiscal note.
Okay. So I guess what I'll do is look to the will of the committee. I suspect I'm hearing that we may want to set this bill aside and get our questions answered. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For expediency, I think it would be my opinion that we do an indeterminate physical note and send it to judiciary. We do happen to have members of judiciary on this committee. We're not a finance to deal with finance. I think we send it on with an indeterminate physical note and let it be left up to the other committees, because I think sound policy for transportation is to pass this bill.
Okay. I think it has a state affairs before then, but that it could certainly be the question could certainly be answered in state affairs. So does anyone have a motion in that respect? Representative Vance.
Mr. Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the fiscal note for House Bill 81, OMB component number 2348, be changed to indeterminate for operating expenditures and changes in revenues.
Seeing no objection, the motion carries. So, in the will of the committee, Representative Stutz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Through the chair. So what is the course of, where's the next committee?
State Affairs.
And then to judiciary?
Then it would have to go to finance if the fiscal note can't be reconciled.
Yes. Just transportation state.
Hmm. Okay, thank you.
Representative Vance.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 81, Work Order 33-LS0366/A from committee with attached amended fiscal note, indeterminate, and individual recommendations.
Okay, without objection, so moved. I will add with the addition of the fiscal note, a finance committee referral could be added if it's not reconciled in state affairs. And they will be able to dig into the fiscal impacts a little to see if the analysis is legitimate. There will be no meeting this Thursday due to conflict. Our next meeting will be Tuesday, March 14th. So, committee members, please stick around and sign the committee report. Seeing no other business before this committee, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect that the time is 1:16.